and let's relax and just vibe out. Put on my favorite station so we can black out. You know the station where they play real good R&B. With DJ Kiefer, Sade, it's a shot. Ooh, they bringing that old theme back. They make you wanna fall in love all over again. So turn the music up and just take my hand and come with me.
The music's to the right frequency.
It's time for a little intimacy, yeah.
DJ Good Vibe is on the one and twos. Playing that music, they get you in the mood.
No other podcast
made me feel like that. Tune in every other Thursday.
R&B Live.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the R&B Live Podcast. Yep, we in here. Another week, another exciting week we got for your listeners out there. I'm super excited. I'm super, super excited. Can you guys tell? Can y'all tell I'm excited? But yeah, we are here. We're going to give you all the bomb R&B culture. The bomb R&B culture. You're only going to get it and hear it here first. So thank you guys for tuning in. I'm super excited because I got some special people with me today.
Who you got?
Who you think I got? My two members that's always here with me. I got the one and only Kiefer.
What's up, Kiefer?
How you doing? How you been?
We doing good. How's everybody?
I'm good.
I see you taking over the show here.
I'm trying to. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to follow your lead. Mm-hmm. Just a little.
It's always the white man that goes first.
Oh. Not necessarily. We changing things here.
Okay.
But you know we can't do this without other amazing special co-host, Miss Sade.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey guys, what's up? I miss you guys so much. Oh, we got it? Yeah.
Oh.
I love that thing. Yeah. What's up?
Give us some special effects. Woo-hoo. How you doing, Sade?
I am so good, guys. I miss you so much. It's
I miss
crazy.
You. It seemed like it's been a long, long time this time.
Yeah.
Around.
No, it has. It feels like it has, but we are doing big things, guys. We have a special DJ in the house. So y'all wanna introduce him?
Yeah, let's go ahead and introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the one and only Mr. DJ Clay in the building.
Oh, it was what I thought. I was right.
He could have went by a different name. I was going to say Clay, but I didn't know. I was like, Kiefer, like, this
my
is
fault.
But
welcome.
She's passing
welcome.
It. Yeah. Yeah,
welcome.
Nice to meet you and welcome.
Thank you, DJ Clay, for being here.
He's part of the Jessica Washington and Mike London team.
Hello, guys. What up? Shout out to Jess. Shout out to Mike. We love you guys and we miss you. Welcome to R&B Live.
R&B Live.
Let's go, guys. We have a great show. Do you want to tell us a little about what's going on with you?
What you do?
What you about?
I'm a DJ here in Vegas. I'm a little bit. Just bringing it back.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Talking to Mike.
Yeah, just a mic. Giving me a spot on the Celebrate Black Love show. So big shout out to Mike London.
Love you guys.
So I'm at Kiefer. Kiefer's like, come on over. Let's see what you can do with us over here. So I'm here.
I love it.
Welcome.
And he's also from the D.
Hold on. We got to straighten it out.
Oh. You're from Flint.
Get it right, Kiefer.
Flint.
One of my closest friends is from Flint, so yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Flint ain't no joke.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we have a
so
very,
welcome,
very
welcome,
great
brother,
show.
Welcome, brother. Welcome.
Yeah. They don't play out there.
No, they don't.
Well, we got an amazing show coming up. I'm super excited. We got a special guest. She's only 16.
I know.
You
wow.
guys,
I know. We got a
special artist. So you got to make sure you stick around so you can hear all about this amazing 16-year-old. I mean, she could sing. She could dance.
She
does it all. So you guys stick around to her amazing performance. I can't wait to hear her. We also, it's football season! And we got a few of us representing.
Y'all don't even know. I love football. I love sports, period, but football, it's just my shit. I love it.
Lions, baby! Lions! Lions! We took down the motherfucking champs.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know how y'all did that. I was gonna tell you and call you about that. I totally forgot. Yeah.
You need to give me my fucking props.
What the fuck?
You better give me my damn props.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so Keith is representing the Lions. Who you representing?
Me?
Yes,
Raiders.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Raiders.
Yes.
Okay.
Raiders. I am Raiders.
And how about Raiders?
You right? You. All day. All day. Okay.
I cannot wait to go to some. You going to some games, Keeper?
Yeah, I am going to a game. I'm going to the...
Are you going to Detroit?
No. I got a game in L.A. We're playing the Chargers.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, so we're going to game. Me and my brother and his son.
That'll be fun.
So we are going,
I live for moments like this. This is so awesome. I love it.
Yeah. Awesome. And I'm not representing nobody.
She just...
I'm really not a football fan. I mean, I look at football here and there, and when I was younger, I was more into it, and I switched teams a lot. So
I
was a Detroit Lions fan for a minute.
Really?
I was super young then.
Cheers.
She don't know.
I was super young. I'm from D.C., so I did represent when Doug Williams was there.
The first black quarterback to win the Super Bowl.
And then I love San Francisco. As well, the 49ers, Joe Montana days, I know I've been all over the place, it's nice that we got some football fans in the house.
Yeah.
You just don't want to commit.
I don't want to commit. I'm a Sag. It's hard for us to commit.
It gotta
be like true to our heart and connected to fully commit, but I can't commit, but it's hard at times.
I wanted that to go into relationships.
It's across the board.
It's across the board.
Just be special. If you're special, you have nothing to worry about.
Ooh, I like
I'm
that.
I'm all yours.
Hey, I'm special. I'm always special. I'm special in every lady's life.
Yes. So we're going to get into the R&B news. I can't wait to hear what we got going on with that.
What we got going on?
You will be telling us.
All right, so we got Music Soul Child's birthday.
Hey!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Yep.
We love music over here.
Yeah, so we'll celebrate him.
Just Wanna Sing?
Yeah.
Man.
So,
I love the album.
I got a Tory Lanez news. I think it's not what you think. So we're gonna talk about Tory Lanez. Neo. Got some news on Neo.
Okay.
And Jermaine Dupri.
Okay.
Got some news on Jermaine Dupri. So that's a little bit of the R&B news for you guys. Okay. We also, I have here in Las Vegas, we have the Las Vegas Black Music Awards.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
They're all about the independent artists here in Vegas.
I love that.
So you guys go to Las Vegas BlackMusicAwards.com. Go ahead and vote because Carlos Ferrall is on.
Hey, Carlos!
Shout out to Carlos!
Yes. So
Carlos brought our special guest that we're gonna have here. So you guys make sure you stick around to hear the special, amazing.
She's part of that
young
that,
lady.
She's part of that fabulous team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
And then also. We really don't promote too much hip hop because hip hop already got their lane.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But there is a young lady on the awards. She's probably I don't follow a lot of the music, but her bars are sick.
Ooh.
Her name is The Goddess.
The Goddess? Goddess.
The Goddess. T-H-E-E Goddess with two S.
Okay.
She told me to make sure to say that because she said she'd cut me.
No, it makes a difference.
Two S. So yeah, so vote for her too, because I think she's on the upcoming new artist category.
Oh, and shout out to her.
And Carlos, I think, is the best male vocalist. So you guys
shout out to Carlos again, doing big things.
Yep. So
we support you over here.
So yeah. So in spirit of music soul child.
Yes.
What we got?
We're gonna play a little music soul child song. I think we're gonna be playing
to this day.
Yeah. So
okay. Let's hear it.
We'll go. We're gonna play that. We'll come back and do our cheers.
Okay. All right. We'll cheers to everybody.
Stick around. All right.
Stick around, guys.
This is your man Kiefer.
Sade.
And Tasha.
Hey, let's go.
R&B Live.
To be fair, it was fun, but we didn't know better. Oh no, no. I can remember thinking your love was just for me. I paid the cost, but I didn't know it was up for free. Do you know how hard it's gonna be for me to fall in love again? But now that it's over, I want you still to this day, babe. We can give us one more time. I can't afford another try, but I want you still. Yeah, I want you still to this day, babe, babe, babe.
You know damn well I'm. Even though I'm still gon' do my thing, you and I know I can't be tied down. No, not right now. Wanna see you with the lights down. Too much, I tell you, pipe down, or you turn up in the worst way. I shouldn't, but baby, you know I wanted it in the worst way. I can remember thinking your love was just for me, and I paid the cost, but what I didn't know, it was up for free. Do you know how hard it's gonna be for me to fall in love again? Now that it's over, I can finally move on. But to be honest, I want you still to this day, babe. I want you still. I want you still to this day, babe. We can't give us one more time. I can't afford another try, but I want you still. I want you still to this day, babe, babe, babe. Yeah. Oh, I want you still to this day.
Yo, 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 welcome back to the R&B Live.
Yes.
Welcome.
Excited to be back. You guys are ready to have a toast?
Yes, we are ready.
Yes,
in true fashion.
Let's toast.
All right, we want to
cheers. What are we toasted to?
Prosperity.
All right, I'm all for that.
I like that.
And continuing having sex till you're 65.
So older.
Yeah.
75.
You're 100. 100. Bro, what are you talking about? Why would you stop having sex at that age?
You can't no more.
Yeah.
till you can't. Exactly.
Replace
no
the hip. Replace the knees. Whatever you got to do.
Until you can't no more.
I just hope my back don't go up.
Everybody's body is different.
That's really young.
Just because yours may not be working, don't be trying to stop my sex.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Okay, we're getting away from the toast.
All right, cheers, guys. We love you.
Cheers, everybody.
Toast. Yeah. Prosperity.
Everybody.
To all you listeners.
Army Live. Okay.
Yeah. All right, we got some.
I love that drink.
This is the this
our special op? Drink. The smooth.
Are we doing
smooth
up?
Smooth up.
Thank you, Sade, for introducing us
to
us.
It was total fluke that ended up working.
Do
and
you
want
to share with the people, or is that our little
secret? No, that's our secret. Oh, y'all have to be here to find out. Yes. Yeah, figure it out on your own.
Smooth up. The smooth up.
That sounds like that's something.
Yes.
It hits.
Don't y'all want to know?
It hits. But thank you guys.
Do some things.
Yeah, no. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for being here for us. Okay, so.
Yeah, we really love each and every one of you guys. But we got some hot topics, and I can't wait to get into the R&B news.
Here we go.
This is for all the
dope party.
So I'm feeling
Kiefer.
Something. What is that?
Kiefer, you got the hot topics for us? With the R&B news.
I'm in my group.
There's like a lot going on right now.
Don't you know? Kiefer's doing it. If you guys can see what he's doing. Hey. Yes. Let's get into it.
I can hear it.
Hey.
Okay, bad. We back. All
right, we back.
Let's get back to it. Let's get back.
Let's get into these topics you got with the R&B news.
So let's talk about Tory Lanez.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez is doing something really well. He dedicated this latest LP before he got sent to the slammer.
Damn. Yeah.
But he dedicated. Go ahead.
Can we talk about that really quick? How do you guys feel about his sentence? Him getting. Because he got, was it 10 years?
It was 10 years.
And deported.
Damn. He's Canadian. I forgot about that.
How do you guys feel about that?
So, I mean, that's a little.
So he has to do his 10 years first. Then he gets deported.
Damn. What?
Yeah, I think they made him an example.
I don't think, I agree.
Definitely made him an example. But
I've seen killers get off.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I'm not discrediting Megan's experience and what she went through, and definitely feel like justice needed to be done. But I thought this was very, very harsh. Yeah. You know. So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's what they say, keeping it real going bad. I guess he was keeping it real and it went bad. So. So that's how I say it, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, because brothers be trying to keep it real and this shit goes bad. Yeah. Anyway, but this. You know, he's instance. Mm-hmm. Thank you. He's doing really well. He's dedicating this LP to a young lady that passed away. I think she killed herself.
Oh,
she was an artist. She was an artist.
Wow.
And he's dedicating to the name of the song. The name of the album is called Alone at Prom.
Alone at Prom.
Yeah. So, and the whole LP is inspired by that.
Okay. Wow. Do you happen to know the young lady's name?
I think her name is. Alexa, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Alexa, wow. Yeah. So, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
So we have to give him his flowers when he's doing things. So, you know, Tory Lanez, you know, say, hey, good job. Yeah, good job,
and
man.
And I was just literally listening to Tory's songs. And me and my daughter was talking about just when he actually samples a song, he really make it his own.
Yeah.
And I'm like, y'all need to pay attention to him, because he just, not to copy him, but he really makes it his own. And I love the way that he, how do you guys feel about that?
Yeah.
No, how you feel, Shawty? Because you hate sampling.
I hate the samples.
I hate it too. I mean, I'm done with it, but he does it well.
Hold on. You hate sampling?
I'm over
getting,
the samples.
I'm getting to the point where they basically, it's a remix.
I'm done.
Y'all doing
done.
A remix. They're abusing it.
Stop it.
It's like I hear the whole entire song where I'm not feeling like, okay, what did you do
it's
different? What did you bring to, what inspired you from this song and to make it your own? That's what I'm not feeling. No originality.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, just take 8 bars or 16 bars and just play it. you gotta chop it up like Jay Dilla from Detroit. He used samples, but he would, the way he sliced those up,
right?
Piece them back together. That's the creativity. But there's still creativity in sampling.
I love it because it pay homage to the people that done things prior to, and you know. Somebody that's 10 may not know someone, you know what I mean, that we listen to, but then, that's how I heard a lot of songs. Like, when I was young, I was thinking, this is new. But it's like, my dad like, uh-uh. Nah, this happened in 1976. This, you know, the odds are just exactly. So, yeah. So I love that part of it, but... Y'all getting lazy.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know, I'm all for the sample, just to make sure it's clean and... respectful.
Yeah.
Come on, let's do it right. Do it right. Speaking of sampling, Neo Soul.
The category?
Neo. You know a Vegas native. Neo, or is he? Yes. He's from Vegas, right?
Yeah, Vegas native.
Yeah, let's go.
Come on to the Vegas legend.
What's going on with Neo?
The fucking drink. Well, Neo.
It hits us. He's a lightweight.
Yeah, I'm a lightweight. You already know.
No offense. Right, so, we already know.
So
basically, no, you like to butcher some people's names.
Butcher. Everything.
We're not going to.
We're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into that. Right now. So Neo's kicking off his world tour.
Okay.
Champagne and Roses tour 23.
Okay.
So I think the dates are right there. When we got dates on that, let's see, I got it right here. We have, he starts in September 13 in Cleveland, Ohio, and it ends in October 4th in California.
He's
on
a nice little...
He ain't done any, there's no fucking tour here. He's not coming to Vegas.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. You know, Vegas is not getting love, man, so...
Do you think it's because all the residencies that's out here? So
there's so many.
Go ahead and switch it, Jay.
Loop.
Yeah, I don't know.
Loop.
But shout out to him trying to do his thing.
Yeah.
Are you guys Neo fans, though?
Absolutely. I love him. I love Neo.
I'm a big Neo fan.
I love his music, though. I love his music.
Couple songs.
Years, he's been doing it.
Couple songs.
And a little quiet lady, though.
It's the honesty.
A couple songs.
I love Neo.
I can't hear you. What you say?
I said I love Neo.
You love Neo?
Yeah, he's a good singer.
Okay.
I love his style. I love his music.
He's good. He's a writer.
Why y'all hate him? Oh my God.
Exactly. That part. The performer. He dances.
Real stuff. When
he got it all. All
right.
Y'all standards are low. Anyway, so here we go. Jermaine Dupri.
Okay, what's up with Jermaine? JD.
He just now announced So Def Festival on October 7th and 8th.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the infamous Central Park.
Okay.
So of course, he's having all.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to be going to Atlanta. When's
October 3. All right. So, Jermaine Dupri, October 7th to the 8th at the Century Park. And you said you're going to be there?
I was confirming the dates to make sure. I will be out in ATL.
Oh, you could go. I want to know.
October the 4th. So is that?
It's on the 5th and 6th.
I might be able to make it.
In there.
Go.
Somebody get this lady's ticket.
Send it to me, please. Tashaw Douglas.
Cash app. Put it on the screen. Let's go.
Damn, you ain't never done that
before. I need tickets.
Fundraiser right now.
This is exciting. I might be able to go. I literally.
Oh, okay. Let us know.
I'm going out there. You know my girl Cookie.
Yeah, Cookie. Yeah. Okay.
She just hit me up. So.
Love that name.
Right. Can I get that cookie? Yeah, she already got.
Always got the cookie.
No.
That cookie.
Oh, what are y'all talking? Yeah, just
all right.
Okay.
Smooth out.
For our listeners, let them know the date again.
October 6th and 7th.
Okay. So I'm gonna try to make it. I'm sorry.
7th and 8th.
The 7th and 8th.
Thank you, Jay Boogie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. So, and then I think that's it for, you know, the you know.
That's all the news we got?
Yeah, that's all the news. Oh, you know, we didn't talk about our main topic for today.
Yes. The Battle of the Bands. We all are representing our boy bands.
I don't like to say boy band. I'll say men groups. That are in a,
okay.
a group.
The men,
male group.
I don't do.
Anyways.
I don't represent boy bands.
We know what it means.
Nah, that's gay as hell.
So for the next two episodes, guys, we are going to do Battle of the Bands, Battle of the Sexes. We have our picks of the top or our favorite boy or male groups. And then we are going to have our pick our female groups as well.
Yeah, look at that. Jay Boogie just did it. There we go.
See, he got it.
Yeah, it's got to be somebody's headphones are on too high.
So let's.
I just don't know.
So who are you representing?
Yeah, so we're talking about the boy bands. And so what you said, which one?
You just said you ain't like boy. Look at you saying that.
I know.
Hey!
So we're going to tell them who?
Bruce.
Are we going to talk about who we're going to pick, or should we just like get into it and talk?
He already put it up.
Okay, so y'all can see, obviously. Okay, who did you pick, Kiefer?
Mint motherfucking Dish.
So who did you all pick?
I picked Boyz II Men as the best boy band and for R&B.
All right. And I got Jodeci.
Yeah, we pick songs and we're going to talk about why we feel this is a good pick, the best pick, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to get into why you feel your band is number one. Please do. Okay, you got a band too?
I'm from the city of Flint, Michigan.
Okay.
I got a tools ready for the world, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Top
group of the 80s. I love
Ready
for the World.
Jerry Curl.
They definitely Jerry on my top.
Jerry Curl for the World.
Let me love you.
Yeah. Good choice.
I had one of their songs on our past.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah. Sookie Sheets. She did. Yeah. So,
on the top
I'm
five.
There
Sookie
with
Sheets.
You. Yeah. I'm there with you.
Yeah. That was a good pick.
Okay, so let's get into it, you guys. Okay. Let me know why you picked your band.
Why'd you pick that?
Your male group.
Are we doing that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen Mint Condition like 15 times throughout the year.
Okay.
So they're a great band. I mean, they're all instrumentation, and they're just amazing. They're an amazing group. So Stokely is an amazing singer. So you know, so it's just. All the songs are dope, and I got one of the dopest songs that I'm about to play for y'all.
Okay.
During our top five Sookie Sheets.
Ooh, can't wait. So you guys got to stick around, make sure you hear our top five Sookie Sheets. And how about you, Sade?
Boy, this is no brainer. I mean, Boyz II Men have been around for decades, and they are like the biggest quad group, I guess I should say, and I think in the world, when it comes to boy bands, they've sold over 64 million records worldwide. I mean, just to state facts, their songs are just timeless, I swear to God. Mm-hmm. Talking from their souls, their hearts, and make a girl want to cry, baby making stuff, you know, I get it. Ooh. I have a good mix, but I mean, they've been around forever, guys, just to let you know, like a couple of stats. I mean, countless awards. So many. I can't even name them all, but I feel like they are a timeless group that, you know, you still hear their music till day.
Yeah.
Motown, Philly, like everything, every single thing, every single hit, I think they've really killed it. And I think they really transformed and being able to evolve throughout the decades. So yeah, for sure. And I love their music. I mean, I listened to them as a kid, idolized them as a kid. So yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. DJ Clay.
Ready for the world.
Why you
man.
Pick? Yeah. Let us hear.
This is personal. I mean, you know, when I started my music journey, I've done a lot of things. DJing is where I started. So I'm going back to it. But when I started in the studio, that's who I was in the studio with. Ready for the World.
Oh,
Bernard
wow.
Terry, who was one of the probably the greatest producers from the Midwest in those days. He did. I mean, I had a chance to meet Millie Vanilli, SOS Band. All those groups came to Flint, Michigan, to his basement to record.
Right.
So, you know, that experience with Ready for the World was, it really shaped me and really pushed me to know that, hey, you guys can do it, we can do it
too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's really personal for you.
Yeah, it's real.
That's awesome. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
What about you, Mr. Shaw? How do you feel about your group?
Jodeci? Yeah. Y'all love Jodeci.
They are.
So, I mean, come on, who doesn't?
I love Jodeci because, I mean, they came out when I was in high school. So, you know, those high school years are like very pivotal to you. So it just constantly bring, you know, those moments back to you. You know, they were the first male group that I ever seen live in concert, you know. So being young, being able to see them, and they got hits, they got platinum albums. They impacted R&B culture in a different way that I feel like no other male group has did. Of course, we got, you know, back in the day, the Isley Brothers, but they were raw, they were uncut, you know, with just who they were. So that's why I love Jodeci. And they got hits for days. I mean, from Fiendin' to Freaking You to Man.
For sure, baby.
Lately to on and on and on. So, and I think that they inspired, you know, the next generation, you know, as we can hear in like Drake. But not just Drake, but just a lot of artists definitely love Jodeci and what they brought to the culture, and I love them for doing that. And
yeah, great choice. Great choice, for sure. So guys, we each picked a song from our group, and we're gonna put that on the top five silky sheets. So
yes. Y'all just stay tuned. Yes. Keep it locked. Yes.
Keep it locked. R&B Live. It's your girl Tasha.
Kiefer and my man DJ Clay. Keep it locked right here.
Keep it locked.
Girl, I know this might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order for stepping to you this way. See, I've been watching you for a while, and I just gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your style. Cause I had to know your name and leave you with my number, and I hope that you would call me someday. If you want, you can give me yours too, and if you don't, well, I ain't mad at you. We can still be cool, girl.
I'm not trying to pressure you, just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
No.
I just wanna know your name, and maybe sometime we can hook up, hang out, just you.
Damn, I'm surprised that you called, cause the way you walked away, I thought I wasn't gonna see you no more. Since you didn't wanna give me your man, I thought that you were digging me and wasn't digging me. But anyway, what you doing tonight? I'll probably be with my peeps. If it's cool with you, maybe we'll swing by. You can just chill, or you can just chill with me. Long as you're comfortable and you feel secure when you're with me, cause
I'm not trying to pressure you, just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even
up to you.
Pressure you. I just can't stop thinking about you. You don't even
Welcome back to R&B Live. To all our listeners out there, make sure you follow us and check out our website at rnblive.com. So, hey everyone! I'm super excited. Aren't you guys excited for our special guest we've been hyping you guys up about? Because she is an amazing, phenomenal actress, singer, songwriter, and dancer. More than a triple threat, you guys. We got the amazing Amira Love.
Sudden you switch your mind up, you got me hyped up, ended up throwing my fight up so I could lay you in my ear. Thought that you were different, did some things I never did just for you, and all I wanted was true. Do you want my heart or tell me if it's cool? Cause it's that type of energy that gets me all confused. What you wanna do?
Yes. That was good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Amazing. Yes. So y'all just keep it locked. We're going to do the interview with this beautiful, young, talented woman.
Yes.
Keep it locked right here. It's your man, Kiefer.
Shire. And Tasha.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah.
Welcome back to R&B Live. We just had our live performance with Amira Love. And then
Thank you, guys.
Were amazing.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to R&B Live.
Thank you. I'm honored.
We are honored to have you. You are so amazing.
Thank you.
I'm speechless.
Me too. As you can see, I'm very speechless and just very impressed with your performance.
Thank you.
So you are part of the Carlos Ferrar team, is that correct? Or how what's the relationship between you guys?
Carlos Ferrar is my cousin.
It's a whole family.
Right, it's a family thing. I used to see Carlos like perform at Fremont, and when I was really little. So, you know, him putting me on and stuff, it's a blessing.
Wow. Well, we're glad that he said, you need to put my cousin on. Bring her, because she's about that female vocalist. So,
yes, boss.
So we appreciate it. So how long have you been singing?
I would say I've been singing, like, real vocal lessons. I've been singing since I was, like, 13.
Wow. So let me ask you this question. Who is the one that told you that girl got it?
My mommy.
Shout out to mommy.
What's your mama's name? Shout out to mama. We love you.
She's Momager, right?
Yeah, she's Momager.
Momager all the way.
So yeah, y'all recognize Momager don't play.
So you do a lot of things. So
yes,
you've been singing for this 3 years, or how the acting, the dance, have all that been in your life since you were young? Or
my mom, she started me with modeling when I was really younger. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was on billboards and stuff.
Oh, shucks.
And I actually have a modeling show this upcoming Sunday. It's at the Container Park.
Okay. Ooh, yes. Downtown Las Vegas.
Cool. Yes.
Okay. So the audience can definitely go out and check you out.
The locals.
Yes.
Time-wise, I don't know.
Okay.
But
we can put that information out there.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. We'll find that. I'll make sure to get that to you.
Yes. Well, congratulations on
that.
Thank you. You got something upcoming.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you're on Spotify. You're heavily rotation on that. How many songs do you have on Spotify?
I have 5 songs on Spotify.
So you have. Nice. Wait a minute. I did do some research on you. you know how I do it.
Yes, we do.
So the name of the. Where is it? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Oh, here he is. No. Hold on a second.
What are some of your songs that's on Spotify so people can, you know, go and listen to them?
I Have Gotta Be Love. What Are You Waiting For? Tranquility. Will You Ever?
Okay.
And Bump Your Head. With Ellie.
All right, listeners, go out, download, and stream those songs.
So the name of the EP is Amari Love, right?
Amira Love.
And it came out last year on August.
We're not going to go there.
Shut up. I fuck up names.
Okay. It's okay. It happens.
But we love you.
Yeah, whatever.
For it.
But I want to talk about Bump Your Head because that had that Aaliyah vibe to it. We're gonna play that video.
Okay. Ooh, I can't wait.
We're gonna play that
video.
Yeah, because that song, that's really where I first heard you.
Really?
On that song, I was like, who the hell is this? Got that bump. Alone. Yeah. So that song. So what inspired you to do that remix?
You know, Aaliyah, she's just inspiring in so many ways. And she really didn't get to make her mark how she should have made her mark. So, you know, I think, you know, you just gotta grace Aaliyah.
Yeah.
I love Aaliyah too. Yeah. Shout out to Aaliyah.
We love you.
Aaliyah. Baby girl.
So do you, does anybody help you write your songs, or who, like, you write most of your stuff?
No, I get help writing my songs.
Okay, let's go.
Yes, I do. But I'm starting to write. So my next 5 songs that will be coming out, those will be written by me.
Nice.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Nice. And are you ASCAP, and are you all registered and everything in the system in regards of, like, the music business?
Yes, my mom does it. That's my momager. She does everything. I don't.
Come on, that's mama.
She knows what she's doing. Yeah.
She does it. Yes.
Taking care of the business side for you.
Literally. Yeah.
Look, that's beautiful. Awesome. So, let's see. Well, I'm trying. Go ahead. You got something?
You're pretty young. So, yes. What are some of the obstacles you may face, you know, being your age, you know, in this industry that probably have more adults than, you know, the younger generation?
Okay, so for my personal life, so it's a lot of people out here that just, like, they do other things that I can't do it because, you know, I'm on a different path. And it's like, oh, it's fun. I want to do it, but I have to, like, keep my head focused and keep my mind focused. Mm-hmm. And I get irritated with my mom all the time. I'll be like, Mom, let me go, please. But she'd be like, no. Like, that is all going to pay off in the long run.
Yeah.
So
she keeps you grounded.
So let me give you that's beautiful. Let me give you a little piece of advice. When you do go out, always ask you this: is this going to benefit my brand? Mm-hmm. Right. Is this going to benefit my brand? If it's going to tarnish my reputation or my brand, I don't need to be there.
Right.
That's all. That's all. Just kind of always think like that, because I wish somebody would have told me that shit back when I was 20.
Because
I was all in kind of. So, but yeah, just always remind yourself that, you know, that you are an entity. You are an artist. This is your business. Yes. So even though you're young, still have fun. Still do the stuff that 16-year-olds do. Do that.
Yeah.
Explore everything that you need to explore. But when it starts to, if it feels wrong in your gut,
don't do it.
It's not.
Follow your intuition. It's right. There for a reason. So, okay. But you seem like you got a good support system outside your mom and Carlos, which is great. Do you have any other support? Do you have any other friends that do what you do that you could relate to?
I don't really have friends like that. I only have 3 friends. All total.
And that's okay.
But I don't know. My grandpa, he speaks a lot of knowledge into me.
That's
when
good.
It comes into things. That's my man. You know, I love him so much.
She said, that's my man.
And, you know, I have, you guys know who King Bay is?
Mm-mm. No.
He talks to me, puts a good head on my shoulders.
Okay.
And I would say Smitty, too.
Yeah. Are these people, like, on the internet?
King Bay, he wrote one of my songs.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Tranquility. He wrote Tranquility.
And I love that.
Yes, and King Bay. And Smitty is my producer. Okay. Yes. Okay. So they all, like, they're all like family.
Yeah.
And it's no negativity around me.
That's beautiful.
Right, right.
That's
important. So who are your producers? Is that one of the producers that is doing most of your tracks?
Mm-hmm. Smitty.
Smitty.
Yes.
And he's local?
Yes, he's local.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Shout out to Smitty, because those songs are fire.
Yeah, thank you. Love you, Smitty.
Hey. Yeah. Well, today we were talking about Battle of the Male Groups.
Okay. The Male Groups, that's what we're renaming it.
You may refer to a boy band.
Yes.
So, who was the boy band that inspired you?
Okay.
Is there a band out there that a male group?
I have 2.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's hear them.
So, from your guys' time, I would say New Edition. For me.
Ooh.
Good job, mama.
That's a good one.
I struggle with that one. So, yes.
And then from my time, I would have to give it to Mindless Behavior. Like, I bumped that in the car. I still bump it to this day. Like, I love Mindless Behavior.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I'm glad you didn't say BTS. Lord Jesus.
Yeah, it's not mine.
So you got to defend your bands that you just said. So why do you think they're, like, inspired you or should be top on those R&B people that's out there?
Okay, so I'm gonna start with Mindless Behavior. Mindless Behavior, their dance. They were young. Like, they're really were. Young. Mm-hmm. A lot of the boy bands or boy groups, they were young. But they were young in my time. And I don't know, like, the dancing, I don't know. They would, like, do these little interviews, and they would just talk to fans, and I would just sit there. I would just sit there and watch it. And so, and they're really inspirational. I don't know. I don't know if it's
that's good enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes. If people impact you in that way, that's, you know, that's good enough. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I got a real deep question to ask you.
Okay.
If you wanted to build a R&B group, give me three members, old to new.
Honestly, it's already a group that I would just take. I would just take Destiny's Child. And just make it mine. I would just take them
all. Oh, my God. Well, that's how I felt. That's how I felt.
I'm not a Beyonce fan.
No? Listen, you got to go to her concert.
Why not? We're going to talk about it later.
Okay.
Okay, bring it. You just did this renaissance. You know, I don't know about her whole spirituality. You know, they say that's a whole different situation.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, the renaissance tour and stuff, oh, honey was given, like, she
you,
just...
You went?
Yes, I went.
Oh.
And she... I wasn't a big Beyonce fan either. Like, ask my
really?
Mom.
Okay.
I wasn't. But after I seen her work, like, she... Dang, like, it's hard to sing and dance. It really is.
Yes.
So yes.
Just, look, I can't even sing, but I'm like, yes.
So, I give her praise, like, she's dope.
You gotta respect the talent, right?
Yeah, she's talented. She's talented.
Absolutely.
But I mean, as a person, I don't sing. Know.
Whatever.
But whatever.
Okay.
What do you mean, whatever? I used to be anti Beyonce too, so it's okay.
She's singing
those
notes.
You gotta go to the tour. You just gotta go see her. You gotta see her perform.
Well, I've seen it on YouTube. Anyway, so so that would be just your group right there.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
You bringing that up, I would like to know who you guys would pick for your boy band. Like, if you guys could pick any three.
We already did. I mean, it was a Mint Condition for me.
No. I'm talking about.
Oh, like girls are own.
I want to hear what you guys would.
Oh, that's a good twist.
Yes. Yes. Who would you pick? Anyone?
You gotta throw in Johnny Gill, man.
Okay, Johnny Gill. Who else?
Nice.
Oh, I thought you were gonna do three.
We want three from you, three and from then me? Yes. Okay. This your band you created.
Wait, can I ask something?
Yeah.
You gotta add one rapper. It can't be
y'all
singing. No, you gotta add one.
R&B.
If I'm gonna add a rapper, it's gonna be Left Eye.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Point blank.
Okay.
I like the sexiness. So, you know, so if I'm gonna get a rapper, it's gonna be a female rapper, and Left Eye is gonna be my girl.
Okay,
that's a nice
show. Okay, DJ Clay, we wanna hear your other two.
I like Donnell Jones.
Donnell Jones.
Okay. Grooves. And then we're gonna go with the last singer. Ooh. I don't know, we go high. We go with Genuine.
I wanted a picture.
You gotta have that.
All right, so you want mine?
Absolutely, we want yours.
So first of all, right off the bat, Maxwell.
Oh, I was gonna pick Maxwell.
You can still pick him.
Okay.
That's your choice.
Okay. Well, he's not in a band, but Maxwell.
He gonna be in one.
Yeah, Maxwell. I would definitely will pick Stokely from Mint Condition.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I gotta go with my guy Prince.
That's a good one.
Gotta go with my Prince, cause I like that. I like that falsetto.
Yes.
Ain't nothing sexier than a falsetto.
Yes.
And I can say sexy because I'm a dude. But falsettos be getting the girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So two of mine got picked, but I would have picked Genuine and Maxwell to be. It's gonna be like four members, but I would do Maxwell, Genuine, Usher, and probably Chris Brown, just like a youngin throw in there, because I know he could dance and all that shit. Yeah. So he's a great dancer. Like, he can sing, and I love it. Yeah, yeah, I think he'll bring it. I think
he'll
be cute.
I would go see that thing. Yeah, we picked some good ones. Yeah. I like it. And for myself, I would have The Weeknd.
The Weeknd?
Yeah.
I would pick The Weeknd.
Yeah.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd's though.
The Weeknd's is go listen to his shit.
The Weeknd got the
Women.
I know
the
that.
The samples.
Listen to his shit.
Fellas, help me out. The Weeknd? Really? Yes.
I mean, he redid that whole song. Didn't even try
Mama,
to change
Mama
it.
Jer? Weeknd? No?
I don't know.
I love the Weeknd.
Who else, Tisha? Who would be the second and the third?
Okay, go ahead,
Tisha. Usher?
Yeah, see, Usher, you know, is always going to be in my list. For sure.
I love Omarion.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
And
are you on four?
Oh,
you
no. Going four? Oh, I picked four. I don't know because I was there.
Okay. Raphael Sadiq.
Raphael Sadiq. Okay.
Yes. Okay. That's
okay.
Yeah.
I all
like
right.
It.
So,
why are you hating on the Weeknd? Though? I'm kind of confused.
I don't know. I really don't like the Weeknd. I don't want to go there. That's a different time.
Listen to the first three albums.
I know.
Especially the first two.
I did listen to his first three albums. They were fire. But he ain't been fired since. All right, anyway, so...
We just got to bring it back.
So, what is there anybody that you want to collab on? A-list artist or even independent?
Okay. I don't know his name, but he was Little Creed. He was Little Creed in the Creed movie.
Little Creed in the Creed movie. He's an artist?
Yes, he's an artist. He sings, Lord... He's younger with me. Oh,
wait.
Okay.
Wait, wait.
No.
She don't want him to. She don't want to collab. She's like, oh my God, if I could just meet him.
No, literally.
Is it like a crush?
It's not a crush.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking Michael B. Jordan, but I don't think he sings. He's not in Creed, who? Right? No.
No, Michael B. Jordan plays Creed.
But he sings?
No.
Oh,
the one that played Younger Him.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute. Okay, got it. Okay.
Is that Creed 3?
Yes, okay,
Creed 3.
Okay, I don't remember. I haven't seen that one, so.
I really want to look it up.
Oh, I got to look it up now. Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so you guys check that out.
Wi-Fi.
That's who you would collab with?
That you collab with?
Okay, cool. I would collab with a lot of other people, but him.
Okay.
I don't know.
Now, what about A-list? Any A-list artists? Chris Breezy.
Maybe Beyonce.
I feel like you know BET Awards and stuff like that. I could see myself just coming out with Jasmine Sullivan. That would be just so. Or Coco Jones.
I love Jasmine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Coco
those
Jones.
Are my girls.
Yes.
I love them.
Okay. Yes, that's what's up. That's what. All right. Any more questions you ladies got for it?
Yeah, we just want to remind the audience where can they find you.
You guys can follow me at Just Call Me Amir on everything. My music is on Apple Music, Spotify, and everything else you could think of, even music, because I know there's some music people out there. Come on now.
Yes.
And my name's Amir Love.
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
And what song are you going to perform now, the song that you're going to do, the last one?
I will be doing Tranquility.
Tranquility.
Yes.
What is the inspiration behind Tranquility?
Tranquility. I didn't write Tranquility, but if I had to say what I think it is, like, just finding, like, your peace. Just finding where your middle ground is. Finding where you belong. Or just finding.
Can't wait to hear it.
This young lady is solid.
She is solid. She got it on. Told you
foundation
guys.
Foundation is tight.
She got it on.
I just want to ask.
Mom's in the background.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask something.
Yes.
I took classes for this, y'all. I did not know how to speak amongst people. I had to take classes for this. So listen, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to you.
We would have never known.
Yeah, no. I just had to throw it out.
We would have never known. Like, wow.
There's other people that struggle with that, so it's so important. I'm so glad you were open to that.
So before you go,
okay,
we have this thing that we put everybody on the Wall of Fame.
Okay.
So we have your photo, and if you'd be so kind to sign it,
yes,
you know what I'm saying? Because you know, you're gonna be famous one day.
Yeah.
So,
on it.
So we gotta capture this moment.
Yeah. Right. So, yep, she was here first.
Listen.
She was here first. R&B Live.
Yes.
So go ahead and sign this, and then while you're signing this, we're gonna get into a music break, and then coming up,
Tranquility.
Yes.
Amir Live.
Thanks.
Thank you. Why tell me that you love me when you tell me something different? Pushing me back, causing me to react. Get me on my character, you causing me to relapse. When I was doing better, something always pulling me back in time to you. Trying to move on, but my mind's on you. Needing a nudge to get over you. I can't do it alone. Need someone else to call home. When I was down bad, you were doing me wrong. Need someone lonely, we won't feel alone no more. Tranquility, wait for someone to come carry me to higher grounds. Don't let me drown and I hear the sound of your love.
R&B Live for having me on your show. You guys can follow me at Just Call Me Amira on all social media platforms. Love you guys. Did I say thank you?
You did now.
Brent Faiyaz with Coco. Ooh, ooh. Moment of Your Life. Check it out.
Your man Kiefer.
And Tashawn.
R&B Live.
Than you ever did. You told me the secret, I would spread that shit to every girl that I meet, so they would know how to be. That shit tastes fresher than a peppermint. If you want me to kiss it, I'm not hesitant. I know you're kissing me back, just like that. Other thing that I need and want to you, and I've been wanting you. So what you want me to do tonight? Make this the moment of your life. And I got every other thing that I need and want to you, and I've been wanting you. So what you want me to do tonight? Make this the moment of your life.
Can I show you, baby? I'ma guarantee you won't forget. I don't wanna taste, I want the whole damn thing. I don't wanna fight how I feel with you. It feel right, what you want for the night.
I got every other thing that I need and want for you. You never want to do, so what you want me
what
do
you wanna do
tonight? Make this the moment.
Of our show, the top five silky sheets.
Hit it, J Boogie.
Hey.
For you, you, you. make it look like it's magic. Cause I see nobody, nobody but you, you, you.
And I'm gon' beat it like a drum. Beat it like a drum. Beat it. Bam, 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 bam.
That grown and sexy shit right there. Sexy. What y'all know? What y'all know?
Okay, let's go. All right, guys.
It's top five.
It's top five. Top five.
My favorite. Top five.
All right. So it looks like that we got our male group band.
Yes, the male group band top five.
Because
yes.
we don't say boy.
We don't say boys.
No,
boy.
we don't say boy.
It's a male group.
It's a male group. So my favorite. Oh, I'm sorry. You supposed to.
No, tell us. Go ahead. So who's your favorite?
My favorite band of all time. All time. From 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. Well, there ain't none in 2000s. Mint Condition.
Yeah. What song you think?
Mint Condition, Stokely, and it's the remix of So Fine.
So okay. Fine.
Yeah. So Fine. Great. So
this
fine.
Is the number one top five Silky Sheets. This is Kiefer's pick.
So fine.
So fine.
Mint Condition.
R&B Live. Here we go.
Straight from the Mint Factory. So fine. Remix. Straight for the 9-4.
So
me feeling for her sex like every time, but she ain't the type to give it up quick. She likes to take it slow and let them sucker fools know. See, you can spend your money and you can wine and dine, but if you ain't down, she won't give you the time. And then my garden dude got to go through it, cause she's so fine.
So fine, you gotta leave the lights on, cause I got to keep you in your black silk thongs.
He had to
let this slow jam play and let you get a freak on. Cause my only quest to make you mine, and I just can't stop swinging, cause you're so fine. And I gotta do it, just to go to it.
Yeah. So
that's good song. Good song.
There you go. Yeah, that's
can't go wrong
who's
with
next?
Mint Condition.
Can't
who's
go
next?
Wrong with Mint Condition.
Sade,
do you want me to?
You can.
Y'all, come on. This is a classic. One of many of the band that I chose, Boys to Men. I picked.
Wait, let's hear it.
What did I pick again?
I'll make love to you.
I'll make love to you. Oh my god. Yeah. I'll make love to you. Boys to Men. This is my pick. Top five sticky sheet number two. All right, let's go.
Here we go.
You secured the back and you secured all the windows. Great job, guys. Miss Sparks, you're perfectly safe now.
Actually, I feel very safe.
Why don't I show you how this works? Push this button and you punch in any number that you feel comfortable with. That's it. It's easy.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Dwayne.
Yeah.
Can I offer you something to drink?
Listen, I really would love to, but I have some other jobs to attend to. Maybe another time?
Okay.
I mean, I do know your call. Hey, if you ever need me, I mean, for the system that is, just give me a call.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
like that song, guys.
I know.
And look at the outfits, like boy band, whatever. Like the fits, you have to give them flowers.
Yes, come on with it. Right,
that was my pick. We got your pick, Miss Tisha. What you got?
Jodeci.
Yes.
Feenan.
I love it. Yes. This is going
to be Jodeci.
Number three, Feenan.
All right.
Make sure you vote.
R&B Live. Top five.
Silky Sheets.
Mess with you. You're the ultimate hot. You know what I'm saying, baby? Now check this out.
Take my money. My house and my car for one hit of you can have it all, baby. 'Cause making love every time we do, girl, it burns dangerous. 'Cause I'm an addict of you, and you know.
We got some good songs.
We got
down
some
here.
Good songs. Yeah, it's going to be tough.
But you know, I'm really, really curious on what Mr. DJ Clay got.
Yes.
What's your pick?
I got something for you, man. I got something for you, Keeper.
What you got? Right.
You're going to just drop it.
This one, this one is so classic, though.
Okay.
I'm going to have to switch from this digital, man, and take this to the vinyl.
No!
Okay. We got to hear those crackles and pops.
We going to the
We got to hear those crackles and pops.
You about to go into my shit?
Yeah. Give me
okay,
second.
What you got? What you got?
Oh.
What he got?
Oh,
what he
pulling
up?
Got?
I don't know what he pulling up.
Okay, you're gonna see the back. I'm not gonna tell you which
one
I'm dropping.
Ooh, it's gonna be a good one. I'll just let you drop it.
He going?
Can you guys vote?
He the first DJ.
Number four.
He the first DJ to like to go into my. Is that ready for the world?
I think it's ready for the world.
You're taking it to the 810.
Are you guys ready?
Taking it to the 810.
I love ready for the world.
Wish.
What song? I don't know.
What song?
Here we go. There, DJ Clay, top five, Silky Sheets, Ready for the World. What song is this, brother?
Number four.
This is going to be In My Room by Ready for the World.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Y'all
yes.
don't know.
You
y'all
know?
Don't know. Now you're about to know.
Here we go. What you say, Clay? DJ Clay, you say what?
Big shouts out to Melvin Riley there.
Yes.
Good song.
That song is hot.
That's a baby maker. Definitely a baby maker.
Man, this song is wow. Yeah. Wow.
Good
wow.
choice.
Take all me right, back, guys. Back.
I ran out of drink.
A long time ago.
So we only got four songs. That's fine.
That's fine.
So you guys vote.
So that's our top four silky sheets for this episode, guys. Please be sure you vote. Go online to rnb-live.com and vote for your best. All right.
Yes.
This
is great.
Yeah, I love it. Thank
this
you.
Is
thank
good.
You guys for joining us.
Tashaw. She kept it. She held it down. Yes. You know, saying good
thank
job,
you,
girl.
Babe. Thank you. We love you. Thank you to our special guest.
DJ Clay.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Lots of fun. Love your energy. Love your song picks.
Y'all listening to that real music, that real R&B.
Yeah.
Cause that's what we're about.
We want to thank Amaria.
Amira Love
3. Amira Love.
Yes, thank you, Amira.
Yeah,
that was exciting just seeing her performance, and she's so talented.
Yeah, we're blessed. And then
I was just gonna say, you guys, be sure you guys watch our next episode. We got some really crazy stuff going on.
Yes.
What day is
it? Stay tuned.
We're gonna carry on the battle of the bands. This time it's gonna be the female groups.
Yeah, absolutely.
So make sure you tune in.
Episode 26 on that one.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yep.
All right, guys. So that is gonna come out. Let's see. We have. I'm so sorry.
And make sure you check us out, rnblive.com. And we
not
are.
No, it's not. It's no comma.
It's a dash.
It's a dash.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. So where I get that from?
The same thing you got with we or world went with her name.
RNB. I think you're rubbing off on me.
No, I know, right? Right? Because you, girl, you be giving me the business too. Yeah, so.
All right, keep it locked, guys. Thank you guys for joining us. Shout out to our fans. Shout out to our special guests.
Yes.
Stay tuned for the next episode, guys. Thank you. We love you.
RNB Live.
Let's go.
And also, keep it locked because we're going to have my man, DJ Clay. He's going to get into the mix real quick, and then you guys will see it on the backside of our website, so you guys just check it out. All right, here we go.